Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with the CBS World News Roundup. The threatened strike by air traffic controllers didn't fly after all. It had been scheduled to start this morning, but night-long negotiations in Washington produced a tentative settlement in the nick of time. John Ferrugia has the story.
After an all-night session, Transportation Secretary Drew Lewis and Air Controller Union President Robert Poli came out of negotiations saying the government has reached a tentative agreement with the union.
Statement here I'll read, and then Mr. Helms and I'll be available to answer questions. We're very pleased to report that we've reached an agreement with Mr. Poli, President of the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization. This agreement is subject to ratification by the union membership. Additionally, the agreement reached here has the full support of the administration and the FAA administrator and I, Lynn Helms, of course.
Lewis also says it's a 42-month contract, which runs to January 15, 1985, and will give the average air traffic controller a $4,000 increase. John Ferrugia, CBS News, Washington.
After a weekend at Camp David, President Reagan is again pressing for more stringent budget cuts than those agreed on by Democratic-controlled House committees. They have worked out a package of cuts totaling $37.8 billion for the next fiscal year, which begins October 1st. The White House contends that that's not enough. The president takes his case today to six state governors. Tomorrow, he meets with federal advisory groups, and on Wednesday, he will address a JC's meeting in San Antonio. Atlanta police have finally made an arrest in connection with one of the Atlanta region's 28 black murders. Sam Ford reports what led up to the action.
It was exactly 1 month ago today that rookie policemen staking out a Chattahoochee River bridge heard and felt a big splash and immediately radioed FBI agents in the vicinity who spotted 23-year-old Wayne Williams in his car near the bridge. 2.5 days later, the body of Nathaniel Cater floated to the surface. Yesterday, Williams was arrested, charged with Cater's murder. Cater was the 28th victim on the police department's murder list. Like many others, he had been asphyxiated. Although Williams is charged only in this case, authorities say privately they believe him to be connected to a dozen or more of the Atlanta murders. The state crime lab has found links between fibers found on victims' bodies and items taken in a search of Williams' home. Hairs from Williams' dog have been matched to hairs found at crime scenes. Authorities held Williams for questioning 12 hours on June 3rd, but released him free of charges. They did not say why they decided to charge him yesterday. But there are reports that the FBI had found stronger fiber evidence. Also, fiber experts from outside the city were reportedly brought in recently to help with the investigation. Williams is currently being held at the Fulton County Jail. The district attorney says the preliminary hearing may be held this afternoon. Sam Ford, CBS News, Atlanta.
Camille Bell, mother of Yusuf Bell, one of the other 28 victims, takes note of the massive news media coverage of the Atlanta murders, and she says it's most important that the suspect be given a fair trial.
I'm not afraid that Wayne Williams is the wrong person or the right person, but I don't want to see anybody's constitutional rights messed with. And if Wayne Williams is the right person, I want to see him justly tried and convicted in the court. If Wayne Williams is the wrong person, I want to see him justly tried and acquitted in the court, not in the media.
Mrs. Bell hopes that the arrest of Williams won't make people believe that all 28 murders have been solved. Mark David Chapman goes on trial in New York City this morning on charges of killing John Lennon last December. Chapman originally pleaded innocent by reason of insanity, but he now wants to change that plea to guilty. He says God told him to change it. His attorney, Jonathan Marks, opposes any change in the plea, and he is expected to ask the court for additional psychiatric tests to determine whether Chapman is competent to stand trial. The prosecution is against that move. Abul Hassan Bani Sadr today is no longer president of Iran. Just about 18 months after his election by an overwhelming majority, Ayatollah Khomeini has dismissed him. Tony Alloway, the Times of London correspondent in Tehran, tells us about it.
The dismissal was announced by the official Pars news agency in a terse statement. It merely recorded one sentence that the imam had written in a letter to the Speaker of Parliament. Ayatollah Khomeini said that after the vote given by the Islamic Constituent Assembly to the effect that Mr. Abul Hassan Bani Sadr is devoid of political competency for the presidency of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I have dismissed him. PARS News Agency went on to add that under the Constitution, following the dismissal of the president, a new three-man presidential council is to be set up. This will consist of the head of the Supreme Court, the Speaker of Parliament, and the Prime Minister, all prominent Islamic fundamentalists who bitterly opposed the president. They are now charged with holding new elections for a president within 50 days of the dismissal. The government itself stays in power, and so too does the Majlis. These two bodies are not affected by today's dismissal.
That was Tony Alloway in Tehran. Bonnie Sauder remains in hiding. Rumors persist that he has fled the country. 23 of his supporters have been executed by revolutionary firing squads in the past 2 days. France's Socialist Party performed as well as it hoped in yesterday's runoff legislative elections and ended up in clear control of the National Assembly. Tom Fenton in Paris tells us what that portends.
With his Socialist Party assured of a substantial majority of seats in the French National Assembly for the next 5 years, President François Mitterrand should have a free hand and ample time to carry out his program of reform. The most controversial will be his plan to nationalize a limited number of key French industrial groups. The most ambitious will be a reorganization of the French bureaucracy to decentralize government authority. Mitterrand also plans to slow down France's ambitious nuclear energy program and to abolish capital punishment. In foreign policy, Mitterrand is likely to be more critical of the Soviet Union than previous French presidents. He has already indicated his support for the NATO decision to deploy new American missiles in Western Europe. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Paris.
The big losers in the French legislative elections were the center-right party of former President Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, the right-wing Gaullists, and the far-left-wing Communists. They lost exactly half of the 86 seats they had held in the previous National Assembly. It was a disastrous weekend for mountain climbers in the Pacific Northwest. Barry Peterson reports from Portland, Oregon.
Some 2 dozen rescuers face below freezing temperatures and blowing snow that could create blizzard conditions as they search today for 11 climbers on the southeast side of Mount Rainier. But officials hold out little real hope for the climbers caught in a glacier ice avalanche Sunday morning. Survivor Larry St. Peter of Edmonds, Washington, said the mountainside was peaceful and tranquil until the glacier gave way. Then chunks of ice, some as big as cars, came roaring down. He recalled that the night before, two men were worried about the dangers of the climb.
One was saying, God, I don't know what I'm doing up here. I don't know if I can make it. This is it, you know. And I said, well, why did you bother to sign up? He said, oh, it's my Father's Day present. And these two individuals were two of the ones killed.
And also later today, officials in Oregon will attempt to recover the bodies of climbers killed in a fall on Mount Hood. It was a Sunday of double tragedy that has shaken even ardent enthusiasts who practice this admittedly dangerous sport. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Morocco's opposition Socialist Party said this morning that more than 100 people were killed during 2 days of violent demonstrations in a general strike in Casablanca over the weekend. The strike was called by the socialists and various trade union organizations to protest food price increases brought on last month. The U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors is holding a special meeting today in Washington. The subject is how to raise more money. Washington sources say a major option may be to bypass the Independent Postal Rate Commission and raise the first-class letter rate from 18 cents to 20 cents commencing this summer. The rate was boosted to 18 cents from 15 cents little more than 3 months ago. The Independent Postal Rate Commission refused a request by the Postal Service to raise the rate to 20 cents. The dollar declined a bit this morning against the major foreign currencies, and gold prices rose. The price was fixed in London this morning at $462 an ounce. That was up around $3 from Friday's close. CBS News, settlement in the threatened air traffic controllers strike. Good morning, this is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The specter of a major air travel tie-up vanished like a summer storm this morning. Air traffic controllers and the FAA reached an agreement that could put $4,000 more on the controller's paycheck. John Ferrugia has details in Washington.
Even though the two sides reached what they term an agreement in principle very early this morning, it wasn't until nearly 5 hours later that an agreement on a total contract package was announced. Transportation Secretary Drew Lewis and Air Controller Union President Robert Poli explained why.
We had ups and downs all night, in fact, really for the last 3 days. And what we started yesterday about, 2 o'clock? And it's now 10 o'clock the following day, so you know how long we've been in there.
We feel that with the present economic conditions, that it was a good package.
Lewis also emphasized the $40 million yearly package was approved by President Reagan, who was satisfied it fell within his anti-inflation guidelines. John Ferrugia, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
When you want quality, instant printing in a hurry, see the professionals who print at VIP.
When you see the big red, white, and blue sign that says PIP, you've just found America's number one instant printer. PIP stands for Quality Instant Printing at prices you can afford. For envelopes, letterheads, sales brochures, resumes, for all your printing needs. Look for the PIP near you in the yellow pages under printers. That's PIP.
What's America's favorite sport? What's America's favorite color?
Yellow.
What's America's favorite strawberry jam?
Smuckers!
America agrees on Smuckers. Naturally, Smuckers is naturally good because Smuckers is naturally made. Never, never any preservatives, artificial flavoring, or coloring. That's why all over America, people are saying,
The Supreme Court ruled this morning there can be some measure of traffic control in air terminals and other public places. Fred Graham has the story.
It is an issue that has arisen with the proliferation of religious cults that consider it a part of their faith to aggressively solicit money and to try to seek out converts in public places such as airports and fairgrounds. The case at issue involved the cult known as the Krishnas, who challenged a rule at the Wisconsin State Fair that required all sales and solicitation of funds to be conducted from fixed booths. The Krishnas asserted that this violated their religion, which requires them to mingle with the public and sell literature and solicit funds. But the Supreme Court ruled today that local officials have the power to restrict religious groups to certain times and places for soliciting funds and selling literature, so long as they are not limited in their freedom to move about and express their views to the public. The decision apparently means that localities and federal aviation authorities can constitutionally place limits on the right of religious and other groups to solicit money and sell items in airports and other public places where they may cause congestion and annoy passersby. Fred Graham, CBS News at the Supreme Court.
Now this. Get the energy source of the 80s from participating True Value Hardware stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you it's the EverReady Energizer Alkaline Battery, especially designed for high-drain battery-operated devices. The EverReady Energizer is Union Carbide's best battery ever, made strong and reliable to outlast ordinary carbon batteries. They're available in popular C, D, double and AAA, and 9-volt sizes. When you purchase any of True Value Hardware Store's many quality flashlights, smoke alarms, electronic toys and games, and more, be sure to stock up on the battery that'll keep them running longer. Switch to the EverReady Energizer, available at participating True Value Hardware stores. And remember, True Value is more than a name. It's a way of doing business. You'll find values in every department.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's our way of doing business. That means true value.
I Ayatollah Khomeini fired Bani Sadr as president of Iran early today after the Iranian parliament overwhelmingly rejected him. But the Ayatollah has given Bani Sadr a chance to avoid the firing squad. If you repent, take a step toward God, says Khomeini, God will accept you. The Ayatollah suggests Bani Sadr become a theoretician and writer for the Tehran regime. But the firing squads are busy again, having put at least 30 of Bani Sadr's supporters to the wall in the past couple of days. And if Bani Sadr is still in Iran, nobody seems to know where. The Senate convenes at this hour, the House 1 hour from now, as another week of maneuvering opens on the economic scene. The Senate, with its Republican majority, is expected to act this week on a scaled-down budget along the lines the White House wants. The House is not expected to take a vote until after the 4th of July recess. Now this. Four injured mountain climbers waded through the night on Mount Hood, Oregon, to be taken down and hospitalized. Five of their companions were killed yesterday when their 16-member climbing team, roped together, fell at the 8,500-foot level. Pope John Paul II, hospitalized in Rome for a series of tests begun today to try to determine the cause of his lingering fever. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.
CBS News. Mark David Chapman now says he is guilty. I'm Richard C. Hotelet reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Last December, John Lennon returned from a recording session to the apartment house in which he lived on New York's West Side. Mark David Chapman stepped out of the darkness and shot him, according to witnesses. Chapman was arrested on the spot and had been preparing his defense until he appeared in court this morning. The story from correspondent Liz Trotta.
Mark David Chapman was flanked by court marshals as he sat silently and attentively in the courtroom. His attorney, Jonathan Marks, told Judge Dennis Edwards that he had advised his client not to change his plea to guilty, but that Chapman insisted he had received a message from God to do so. I do not believe him capable of listening to my advice, said Chapman's attorney, because he believes he is doing God's will. Chapman appeared calm and pale in court, a telltale bulge under his shirt revealing the presence of a bulletproof vest. About 50 members of the press and about 25 spectators jammed into the courtroom. Each one was required to pass through a metal detector and submit to a search of their belongings. Initially, Chapman had entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity. His plea of guilty to second-degree murder today carries a minimum sentence of 15 years. Sentencing has been set for August 24th. Liz Trotta, CBS News, New York.
More news after this.
The June hardware value of the month from True Value Hardware Stores is a value that's really sweeping the country. It's an Empire 24-inch wide outdoor push broom for just $3.99. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you it's ideal for sweeping mud, leaves, grass, and dirt from your patio, driveway, or sidewalk. And for sweeping sawdust and other debris from your garage floor or other rough surfaces. The Empire Outdoor Broom from True Value Hardware Stores has heavy-duty natural palmyra bristles that withstand hard use, and a durable molded plastic block that won't splinter, crack, mildew, or absorb water. Get the Empire 24-inch wide outdoor push broom for just $3.99 while supplies last as the June Hardware Value of the Month at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers, where you'll find values in every department.
True Value Hardware, it's more than just a name. It's our way of doing business that means true value.
Tentative contract agreement was reached this morning between the government and the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization some hours after the union pushed back a morning strike deadline. The tentative pact averts the threat of a strike that would have hampered domestic air traffic severely pending a ratification vote. The radical opposition in Northern Ireland today put more pressure on the British authorities. Another inmate in Belfast's Mays prison will fast to his death unless he and other guerrillas are given the status of political prisoner. Andrew Pollock reports.
Michael Devine, a 27-year-old member of the Irish National Liberation Army, the second Republican armed group, refused breakfast in the Mays prison outside Belfast this morning, making him the seventh Republican prisoner currently on hunger strike. Devine, from Derry, is serving 12 years for arms offences. Last week, the National H Blocks Committee announced that the number of hunger strikers would be limited to 8, meaning that one more prisoner will join the prison fast next week. Yesterday, the committee said that Joe McDonnell, who was formerly the officer commanding the IRA unit in which first hunger striker Bobby Sands served, was suffering considerable eye pains and double vision. McDonnell entered his 45th day without food this morning. Kieran Doherty, the new deputy to the Southern Irish Parliament, has now gone 32 days without food. Irish National Liberation Army man Kevin Lynch, 31 days. Martin Herson, 25 days. Tom McElwee, 15 days. And Paddy Quinn, 8 days. Andrew Pollock for CBS News, Belfast.
Four prisoners have starved themselves to death, and more than 30 people have been killed in violence stemming from the hunger strike campaign that began on March 1st. Doctors in Rome say Pope John Paul is suffering from a chest infection, but after extensive medical testing, they report he is improving. John Paul, was taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital over the weekend because of a persistent fever. Stocks and other news after this.
Hi, I'm Julia Motto with a great way you can sleep cool tonight. Get a White Westinghouse bedroom-size air conditioner. There's a model just right for your room. And they're lightweight, too. Just carry one home in the trunk of your car, slip it in the window, plug it in, and sleep cool. White Westinghouse room air conditioners cool efficiently compared with a central system. So see your White Westinghouse dealer today and sleep cool tonight. White Westinghouse, your house.
White Westinghouse.
Mailroom.
Jerry, it's Mary in production. I have a revised script and it's got to arrive on the coast by tomorrow.
Hey, take it easy. I'll use express mail service at the post office. For under $10, your script will fly coast to coast overnight.
Under $10? Overnight delivery too? Oh, Jerry, you're a genius.
Yeah, I know.
Express mail next day service in over 2,000 post offices. When you need it overnight, we deliver. Sponsored by your postal service.
Citibank today became the last major bank to join the move in recent days, raising the prevailing prime rate again to 20%. Analysts say they expect the prime to continue at current high levels. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is up 3.04. Volume on the big board, 17,670,000 shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 999.23. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News.